You're listening to Little Love Stories, written and read by Danielle Hines. Short stories about love of all kinds, delivered weekly to your inbox.
Welcome back to Little Love Stories. I'm Danielle, and today I want to share a post I wrote called Seeing the Man. I wrote this about 4 years ago after putting my son to bed, and the reason I wanted to share it today is this is something that's been on my heart and mind quite a bit lately. I know that the conversation around mental health has really been elevated. As a culture, we're certainly talking about depression and anxiety and even suicide in a more accepting and broader way than we ever have. And it strikes me that there is still a bit of a missing piece in that conversation, and that is around men. It's still stigmatized in many ways for men, people who identify as male, to talk about their feelings, to be vulnerable and open without facing some sort of backlash. And it's incumbent on us to raise boys, individuals who identify as male, knowing that they are safe to express big emotions, and that those big emotions are not limited to anger, that they're allowed to be sad, that they're allowed to be afraid, that they're allowed to be insecure and vulnerable, and that there's safe spaces for them to be exactly as they are, so that we're raising individuals who can hold space for others, as opposed to being demanding, overbearing, and expressing only anger. So it struck me, I saw a post a couple months ago specifically about this issue, and it was one of the mental health educators that I follow, and I can't remember her name at the moment, but she posted about how suicide is the leading cause of death for men under the age of 35. And that 3 out of 4 people who die by suicide are men. So this is not something that is not worth talking about. This is absolutely worth talking about. Men matter and need our compassion. And so in my little world, the thing that I can do is be supportive of my husband and to raise my son in a way where he feels safe to be exactly who he is. And that's what this little post is mostly about. So here is Seeing the Man. Bending to kiss him goodnight, I whispered, "I love you exactly as you are." His 10-year-old face relaxed at that. My son, at once gentle, kind, destructive, and dreamy-eyed, held a real depth of feeling behind his cool blue eyes. The nighttime routine was important to him, the last reassurance that all is right in the world before he retired for the night. A good friend of mine maintains that it's not easy being a man these days, that they're expected to walk this line of tough and tender, that they have to be man enough and yet caring, compassionate, thoughtful, and soft. And while I know that men, especially white men, can get away with pretty much everything and still be celebrated, I do see her point. I see it for the men who genuinely want to do better and who live for their partners and families. I see it, and I want more for my son. My experience with raising a boy is such that I see how he's expected to fit into a box. That's what society does, but I see it more particularly with him. He has this softness to his heart, one that is easily made fun of and taken advantage of. He's a dreamer, often unaware of his surroundings, sometimes clumsy, but never cruel. Any toughness is not taken seriously in spite of his tall and broad stature. It's his sweetness you'll see first, and he'll see you. He'll see you with acceptance and a willingness to know the best in you. And I don't want this snuffed out, not for anything. I believe that many grown men are walking around these days broken, angry, and confused because their softness was snuffed out in favor of being tough. And for what? Did it help them win more fights or sleep with more women or gain more clout? Or did it stifle their very being? How is one expected to find their true path when one cannot be true to themselves? How is a man to find happiness if he's too worried about looking weak, passive, or gay? The truth is, a man settled in his power and authenticity is the sexiest man alive. Comfort within one's own skin is the goal. And while I cannot gift this to my boy, I can gift safety to be who he is now, so that he feels confident enough to grow into the man he was always meant to be. And as for the grown men of today who are raised by otherwise well-meaning, loving people, drawing more from society's fearful taunts than the intuitive love beating patiently within their own breasts, may they be loved into gentle submission. May love conquer the lies they've been trying to subsist on. May they have more and more moments of truth, kindness, acceptance, and peace. May they find themselves. And as I kiss my son goodnight, I hold all this in my heart.
This has been Little Love Stories by Danielle Hines, author of the Sweetwood series, out in spring 2023. To find out more about Danielle, visit her website, writingmiracles.me.